help you?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay, what are these questions?
Well, most of them are related to the upcoming elections. So, give me just a moment. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, someone works in the media?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, are you 18 years older and registered to vote?
I'm 70 years old and I'm a registered voter.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a black man.
Thank you very much. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you
100%.
Definitely vote, right?
100%. That's definitely.
Okay. Perfect. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Wait, ask that again. I'm sorry. My dog got a little excited. More than what?
Would you say that this year's elections for presidential and congressional ones are more important than previous ones, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some authors have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two options. The options are Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, cost of the social safety net, like social cuts to the social safety net, like social security, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Social Security, the one with the Social Security thing.
Okay, yeah. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You can choose another one if you like.
Okay.
Is that the one or the only one that you would like to choose, or is there a second one?
The only one I'd like to choose.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Oh, my phone is cutting my phone. Oh, no.